I'm Russ White for MSU Today. Michigan State University is very involved in Detroit and Michigan's effort to land Amazon's second headquarters. Whether we land the bid or not, Michigan State University President Luana K. Simon likes how this effort shows the state's capacity to come together for big things.
Well, if you think about just the capacity to pull together five counties, whatever the number is in the proposal, the state and the governor's office, pulling all the public and private universities, community colleges together, and to organize sort of a workforce component. Those are all, really speak well for the state, sort of the state's capacity to pull together for big things. And obviously, Dan Gilbert and his team did an extraordinary job in just wrestling it every day, which you have to do given our EFRB experience. You just got to wrestle those things every day if you're going to do something really big. I also think that it bodes well if you look at the talent capacity. The URC reports have got, we're 10 years into benchmarking Michigan against all the other innovation clusters in the country, and we benchmark really well. This really gave an opportunity to highlight that, and that we already have strength in STEM. We have research strength, we have innovation strength, that lets us be a place that can compete with any place in the country. And that was really part of the reason to do the URC benchmarking in the first place. I also think it gave us an opportunity as an institution to pull people together from across the university in areas of identifiable talent need for Amazon, and really put together sort of their accomplishments and their aspirations, where they're going, and to share that across the university. That's going to benefit us enormously. It also simply argues that we've got to pick up the pace of things we had already planned on doing, whether Amazon comes or not, because this talent mix is needed for the auto industry. It's needed for manufacturing. It's needed for the energy businesses in our state. And it's needed to attract more companies to Michigan, whether or not they come with 50,000 people or 1,000 people. Those are all part of our future. And this has given everybody a chance to say that this isn't just a state that makes things. It's a thing that creates the things that are made and creates the way things are made. I think people will find that Detroit is much more competitive than folks might give it credit for, because it's hard to see always the new Detroit in the midst of what you know about Detroit from just reading a number. And if people have a chance to look at the video, I think it's going to be put on YouTube and made generally publicly available, it should make you really proud that Detroit is part of Michigan and we're all part of Detroit.
MSU Extension is celebrating its 100th anniversary this fall. President Simon sees this as an opportunity to shed some light on things that people take for granted every day in their neighborhoods.
One of the things that is sort of both heartening and a bit of a struggle if you think about it from a brand recognition point of view. Extension's 100 years old. We're in every part of the state. Touching on the lives of young people, looking at local economic development, being a place that really works about taking the best knowledge to improve the quality of life around people, be that in the policy arena or in the environmental arena. They're just there. And so this 100th anniversary is really an opportunity to shed some light on things that people take for granted every day in their neighborhoods. The other interesting thing about the Detroit conversations, as we've asked Carrie Dugan to help us think about how people think about MSU in Detroit. You know, we've got 40-plus people on a regular basis in Detroit. Nobody believes that because there's not a single place. There's not a big sign around Comerica Park. That penetration is really always been there. And it's different than the work that we've done in Youth Town with High Fitzgerald and the schools, or the work we've done in other neighborhoods through the College of Education, through grants that we've received from various foundations, or the work we've done, you know, that comes out of the community music school that's not simply in a building on Woodward, but is in neighborhoods. And we're really proud to be part of the new sort of Music Town event and use that space in a very constructive manner. Because we tend to do that with people. People don't know that we have physicians in training in Detroit, or we're running, you know, a part of a public health clinic. And then sort of the list goes on, because when you add it all up, it's much more than people would ever imagine happening for somebody who's 90 miles away and for whom this isn't their, quote, headquarters space. But we can be that place that doesn't diminish its presence because it's in more than one place. In fact, it's a multiplier by being in more than one place. So we're really excited about it. And we'll use it as a way to give a little bit more recognition to the Urban Food Initiative, the product center that's in Eastern Market, you know, just the things that people might walk by and not maybe notice a Spartan Head.
Some recent studies in the news have questioned the value of a four-year college degree, but President Simon argues that you need a college education for today's knowledge and the capacity to grow for tomorrow, and that's where the real ROI is.
Well, if you look at the economic studies, I think that with the decline of state support, which is profound, that higher education is by definition more of a private good than something that in our generations, you know, really up until very recently, the state had a huge investment in the success of graduates. So when you think about the individual ROI versus the society ROI, I think the society ROI is still there in terms of the kind of jobs we need for the future. I think it's still there for the individual in terms of the jobs for the future, the capacity to put things together in new and different ways. This is where quality does matter in education, not what I would call just simply learning and checking the box on content. Quality does matter in the ROI of education. The data are still there that people with college degrees have higher jobs and prospects and make more money. But there are now job openings that don't require a college degree, and I think that's terrific. There have always been those. We're really talking about balance. And when you're thinking about these jobs that are not viewed as MSU-type jobs, four-year jobs, I remind people that we're running an ag tech program. And we think that there's important roles to be played by folks who don't have four-year degrees but have post-high school educations, because they need that basic science. They need a set of knowledge skills. And more importantly, they need the capacity to learn in the future when that job changes. And I don't know how you put a premium on the capacity to learn for the future as opposed to say, I don't need it. I don't need a college education to do a rote job, because you really don't. But those are going away. But you need a college education for today's knowledge and the capacity to grow to tomorrow. And that's where the real ROI is. So, and I think part of those studies also look at debt. You know, and it's interesting because if you look at the debt numbers, and you look at the state, Michigan and Michigan State are the part of the higher cost institutions of state, and are graduating students, more students with no debt, And our average debt of those students who have debt is actually the lowest in the state. And I think we're a pretty good value in terms of education. So these broad brushstrokes, you know, are really not, I think, giving a full picture. Now, should the state be investing more in common good? Yeah. Because we're all going to benefit if we have a better educated workforce. Because we need, because in many ways, as I do the Rotary Club speech, you know, I'm on the leading edge of the baby boomers. So when the baby boomers retire, there's going to be more of us out of work and more and less young people to be able to support the economy. They got to be better, just by definition, okay? Because they're not going to win by sheer numbers. They got to be better, and they got to be better not just in the, in a state sense, but they got to be better in a national sense. They got to be better in a world sense, and that's just the reality of it. So we all need to pull together, which is why a common good for supporting kids through college is really important. So they're not saddled with the debt on the other end of this, as future generations were not, because they had the state support, not because universities are outlandishly expensive relative to the value. It's because the state support isn't there. And that gets lost. The other thing we have to recognize is there's importance for professional vocational education. A person needs to have as well in those areas the capacity to learn quickly new technologies. They have to be able to have a sense of the world around them. There's a lot of soft skills required for those teams in this modern manufacturing world to be really effective. And some of that comes from those integrative studies things that don't look so important at the time. So it's not simply learning to run a machine. It's learning to be part of a team, learning how to problem solve when things go wrong, being much more agile and to think about how the process could be improved, because everybody is a part of making things better. Whether you're the welder or the person who's running the robots that are now making things, you have to be part of something to make the world better for us to be competitive, whether it's your community or company. And that takes a skill set that isn't just rote learning a task. And so we've got to value that enormously, because there are many, many jobs that are open to people at high-paying levels that aren't a four-year degree job, but they are an important educated person job. And that's why we have to think about the various roles of this team of education for the country to move forward.
That's Michigan State University President Luana K. Simon. She's online at president.msu.edu. I'm Russ White for MSU Today.